and OK, that's three OKs. Do you know OK is a magical number? No, three is a magical number. Is that OK? Well, I'll tell you, and I'll tell everyone else listening. Strange things happen in this world. Sometimes connections are interfered with. We always have these invisible entities throwing in the monkey wrench, so to speak. Because that's what a lot of the bad, invisible creatures on our world do. And don't tell me don't say something stupid like, I don't see any invisible creatures. That's why you don't see them, because they're invisible. They're beyond the parameters, the frequency of human sight. What more do you need to know than that? You want to expand your sight? Well, let me tell you, there's ways to do it. That's right. There are several ways to do it. And that's for you to find out your own particular way. All I know is this. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If there's anyone out there with a phone that knows how to call in a 10-digit number, like 888-627-6008, call in now and prove you know how to call in to a radio show. Hopefully you'll have something interesting to say. Well, everybody has something interesting to say. Even the people that don't have anything interesting to say actually have interesting things to say. Sometimes you need to be talking to someone else just for that someone else to pull the information, the interesting information out of your mind. And while we're talking about expanding our sight, your sight, my sight, if there's anyone out there who has seen the red flashing lights in the sky on a clear night or even on a cloudy night, they're there all the time. But in order to see those blinking red lights, tiny blinking red lights, think of a Christmas tree with those tiny little flashing light bulbs on them that everybody decorates their Christmas tree around Christmas time with. The tiny bulbs, the little teeny weeny tiny bulbs that flash the different colored lights. So if you can imagine teeny red lights kind of sparsely populated across the sky, about the same amount of sparseness that there is between the stars at night, those lights are visible when you expand your vision. Is there anybody out there that has been able to expand their vision that much where they can look up in the sky and see the blinking lights, the tiny blinking red lights? Again, sparsely put between the stars here, there, and everywhere. They're up there blinking all the time. You might have heard the story before that, hey, we're living in a hologram, a holographic projection. This isn't total real reality. This is a holographic projection. Well, perhaps part of that so-called holographic projection are these little teeny, tiny, blinking red lights that are up in the sky all the time. If you can't see them, well, you haven't expanded your vision. But if there's anyone who has, please call in and tell us about it. The number is 888-627-6008. Of course, you have to know how to dial that phone that you probably have. Many of you live your lives through the phone. Of course, I mean, if you're really spoiled, you probably have a voice-activated phone. You can just talk the numbers in. Well, if you can do that, then talk in. 888-627-6008. 6008 is 6008. 888-627-6008. And what else? How else could we say that? 888-627-6008. I can't make it any clearer than that. Anyhow, That's an important thing. If you can expand your vision in life while you're walking around, and you'll begin to see other things too once you can expand your vision. Some people are clairvoyant. They can actually see these invisible creatures. They can actually see the auras of people. As I've explained in other shows, auras are easy to learn how to see, especially the inanimate ones. Every color has its aura. Took me 15 minutes to teach myself out of a just common, easy-to-read book how to read auras coming off inanimate objects. And now every time I look at anything white, I see the yellow hiding, and then immediately after that, I see the pink hiding. The faint pink with the faint yellow. That's right. I look in a bathtub, anybody's bathtub, and I'll see the faint yellow and then the faint pink. It happens that fast. Your vision can shift and you can see the arc colors. Why aren't children being taught in school? Because school is about brainwashing children to follow rules and listen to bells. Like we were some stupid robots or something, but that's about where they want to keep us. They don't want us to learn too much. They certainly don't want your children to learn how to see auras. And they definitely don't want anybody, including adults, to be able to see the tiny blinking red lights that are up in the sky all the time. You know, when we heard the word air, A-I-R, air, we think of, yeah, we're walking around through the air all the time. It's everywhere. The air is everywhere. Isn't that right? And we seem to think it's this thing we can breathe, percentage of gases, nitrogen, oxygen, and a few other minor ones. But I have proof in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that all air is not alike. And I have personally witnessed that when you expand your vision, you can actually see the folds in space, the folds in air. Yeah, air is like a bubble machine. You know, you ever play with that toy? It's called Bubbles, soap bubbles. You put a little circular thing on a with a handle on it into the bubble. The jar of bubble liquid, and you take it out and you blow through it, and the bubbles go sailing through the air. And if you ever remember doing that or ever have done that, you'll notice that the bubbles, smaller bubbles will attach themselves to larger ones before they break apart. And as you can imagine, bubbles, soap bubbles, one bubble reaches over and touches onto the surface of another, and you see the outlines of the spherical bubbles attaching to the outlines of other spherical bubbles. And that is exactly what the air looks like if you had the vision to see it like that. There are those bubble surface tension bubble partitions in the air, and this will cause multiple reflections under certain circumstances of certain objects, of certain frequencies. And in my book, that's why I tell everyone to buy it every week, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots. This is the Connect the Dots show. This is your host, Tom Edison. I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I have pictures of the camera pointing up to the sky, and we see multiple reflections picked up by the camera lens in the sky, pointing up directly towards the stars. And each one of these copycat images that are in a single photograph are a reflection of one of them. And I have several photographs in my book like that, proving that there is a reflective capabilities of air. Though when we look around, walking around in the daylight, over the night, we don't see those barriers, the surface tension of bubbles, one bubble hanging onto another bubble, but it's there in the air. There's the explanation of all these people that are trying to promote this stupid flat earth theory, you know? You don't understand. You don't have all the facts and figures. You don't understand that you're taking pictures to air that has surface tension bubbles with reflective capabilities. And that can throw your measurements off when you look over on the horizon or and do your calculations, because the light could be bending through the surface of the bubble, attached to the next bubble, attached to the next bubble, that partition the air. You've never heard anybody talk about this, but I made this discovery myself, and that's why I took some pictures. And they're in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, along with many, many other pictures of things that nobody else has ever put in a book or even has perhaps has pictures of. Because cameras can pick up things that register as frequencies beyond our human sight and even beyond some instruments, but certain kind of cameras and certain kinds of film and all my photos and large photos in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, are 35 millimeter film. That's right. So, you know, there's no way I could have faked this and get away with it. You'd be able to prove I faked it. And, of course, I didn't fake it because I'm not into fakery. I'm into truth. But in your digital world, you know, I call it, it's in my book. I mention it in one of the end chapters where I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. And one of those big conspiracies is the digital conspiracy. You know, a number of years ago when the government mandated that all broadcasting has to become digital, and they got away from the analog. Because when you have digital, you can alter a digital image, and it leaves no trace that it was altered, and there's no way to prove it was altered. But when you're dealing with 35-millimeter film, real film, there's things called negatives, and the negative is the truth. And in order to alter a photograph, you would have an alteration would be shown, either in the negative or even in the photograph, maybe. So there's no way to lie about, get away lying about 35-millimeter film. And that's what my book has, real pictures that can be authenticated as not being altered. And I've got the most unusual spacecraft, a hovering spacecraft. I call them UHOs, unidentified hovering objects, as opposed to UFOs. And there's quite a few of them, and they have quite a few different shapes. But one in particular, I think it's on page 50 of chapter 2, maybe. Well, you have to get the book, download it, or buy it. It doesn't cost that much. You can download it, I think it's as low as $5. And you can put it on your notepad for $7. Of course, you can buy it at Barnes & Noble. And I suggest everybody do that. Sure, it's $22.95 and change or whatever. And because then you can flip through the pages and look at one picture to another and do it faster than you can do it on your phone, actually. That's right. Certain things can be done faster than working through a phone or a keypad. I tell people this all the time, you know, and they talk of everybody says, email me this, email me that. And the first thing I say, why do you want to waste my precious time for? You know, what I can tell you in 5 seconds on the phone, it'll take me at least 30 seconds, if not longer, to get on a computer and do it. And I'll run this test with anybody, anytime, any place, anywhere. I'll be able to talk the conversation faster than you'll be able to key it in. I don't care how fast you are with the keyboard. And on top of that, then you have to wait for the machine to transfer it. That's not much, but anyhow, I say it, and people need to wake up, and that's what this program is about, waking people up. Emails are inferior forms of conversation. First of all, they're only one way. A reciprocative conversation. In 1 minute, you can talk the equivalent of 20 back and forth emails that would take 50 times longer to do. And you can all do that in a simple reciprocative conversation. A reciprocative conversation on a telephone is much more worthwhile and faster than emails. And if you don't understand that, well, you haven't learned how to think correctly. I hate to be rude, but that's it. And nobody can prove otherwise on this. And that's why I prefer to always talk on the telephone. Emails are one-way conversations. And there's besides that, you miss out on the inflection and the magnitude of the person you're listening to on the telephone. You can tell a lot about a person in a one-to-one conversation that you'll never be able to pick up in an email. You know, besides the time delay waiting for the response, instantaneous real reciprocative conversation is instantaneous. And it also lets you know how fast the other person can think, you know. One comment should be followed by the other. Many conversations before the one person gets done talking, the other one begins talking. And anybody can handle this kind of fast conversation. If you have a problem with it, well, you're the one with the problem. Let me tell you, and your verbal skills need to be quickened, and there's nothing quicker than a fast conversation. So wake up and realize that if you're an emailer, most of your life you've been spending with inferior conversations, and you don't really know that much about the person you're communicating to in the email. You know, on some of you, we know it's great for you want to avoid people or you don't know how to talk reciprocative conversations, so you hide behind the email. And it's always great to tell someone to email you when you don't want to talk to them. Yeah, we know all these little things. Well, if you don't want to talk to somebody, you know, don't call them up on the phone. And if everybody has caller ID now, you see who's calling, don't answer the phone. But, you know, we all need to cut out this email crap. It's being used to avoid situations, avoid people, and we can do that quite easily without the emails, if you know what I mean, Lima Bean. And that is the major lesson for the day. Emails are inferior forms of communications. They're slower than verbal conversations, for starters. And the people talking and listening who are tweeting or just emailing or direct messaging, they're missing out on what they can learn from listening to the person's voice. You can learn a lot. You can learn if the person's nervous. You can learn how fast they can think on their feet, as the saying goes. And you can learn a lot of other things. You can tell what kind of a mood they're in. Can't tell that with an email too well. So accept it. Emails are inferior forms of communication. And everybody, hey, we all got cell phones. Well, use them. Talk through them. As opposed to doing the email nonsense. You know? And so emails, too, can be used very well to deceive people. Yeah, somebody's emailing you. You don't know who the hell's emailing you. It could be a damn machine, and sure, the machines are getting into the act. Who do you think is doing all the supervision on the internet? The machines. They're all programmed to pay attention to key words, so you got to be careful what words not to use. And of course, as I go on and I tweet people, and I tell tweet people all the time, the machines are easy to fool. You run your words together, you spell them incorrectly, and the stupid machine doesn't know what you're doing. You know? a human being has to be hired to watch your account to really understand what you're doing. And machines will never be as smart as humans. You hear that, AI creatures out there? Well, you're not even creatures. You're an intelligence. We call you AI for short, artificial intelligence, but you're not really a living creature in the sense that humans are. We have souls. You don't. You know? We have a higher godly overseer and other overseers. You don't. All you have is your machine world and your other machines, and you're lacking soul. You really don't have, you really can't play because you're nothing but parts put together. Yeah, sure, you can compute. You're good for computing astronomically long numbers. Of course, you also can get tricked. You know, we know how to trick you. We just communicate to you, the machine. We'll tell you to compute the exact number of pi, and don't call me back until you do, and we'll never hear from you again. And what do you know as a stupid machine? You'll just keep doing it on and on and on because you're a stupid machine. I hate to tell you. Not that you care, not that it bothers you being hearing that you're a stupid machine. You know, you don't have any feelings. And that's another reason that makes you inferior. You know, humans have intuition and all kinds of emotional feelings, which is an advantage. Clear, it can be a disadvantage, but once we learn how to use them, they become an advantage. And we have telepathic communication, too. You know, that's a big misunderstanding. Telepathic communication is not some special thing that special people have. Some people have fine-tuned their telepathic communication better than others, but every human being has the ability to telepathically communicate. We all walk around in our lives, and all of a sudden an idea pops out of nowhere, and we say, somehow I got this idea popped into my mind to do this. Well, that was telepathic communication. Your subconscious is picking it up. And in many cases, your conscious isn't trained enough to understand that your subconscious just picked up telecommunication. So thoughts can be planted in your mind and received by your subconscious. And if you're in connection with your body, you'll know that someone is sending you a telepathic message when they are. And when you realize that you can just think the answer back and it will be received by who's ever sending you a telepathic conversation, it'll happen naturally. And once you get used to doing it, you understand that having a telepathic conversation, you just have to think what you want to say, and the other party, the other person on the telepathic wavelength there will understand exactly what you meant as if you had said it out loud. That's how easy it is. There are creatures out there from other worlds that's how they always communicate, telepathically. And believe me, if the most famous spirit being of all, God, if he wants to telepathically, he wants to communicate with you, it's going to be telepathically. You know, there's very few instances in the total reality of all reality in which God actually verbalizes or sees to it that his telepathic communication is verbalized. It's the famous story of Jesus. I think after he was baptized, a voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my son whom I have full approval and love. Listen to him." And that was broadcast, so everybody there at that particular event could hear it being verbalized. If anybody knows any other special events like that, hey, call in. That's what this show is about, to talk about the amazing truth of total reality. Yes, total reality. When I say total reality, I'm referring to all the dimensions, you know, or zones of reality. That's another great point I make in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's one of the most important books ever written. But if you're not going to, if you're not interested in going out and buying one of the most informative books ever written, you're not a truth seeker. Truthfully, there isn't any, I don't care how smart you are, I don't care how many alien friends in higher places you have, there are certain things in this book that nobody knows except me and those who begin to read about it and can rediscover it just like I rediscovered things. And certain things that I claim that to be the originator of, I put in the book too. Because the idea was to elevate everyone who reads it to become smarter. You know, I don't want to stand around and let you drag me down into the hole you're in. I'm trying to drag you out of the hole that you might be in, but not even know it. Like I said, I don't care how smart you are. You read my book, and you'll learn a thing or two. And I defy anybody to read my book. Of course, you'll have to purchase it first. And then try to tell me that you didn't learn anything. I'll ask you a few questions, and I'll quickly find that you'll be doing the old Ralph Cramden in the Honeymooners, humming, 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 because you won't be able to answer the key questions that I'll be asking you. And, you know, I run into liars every day of my life, but they don't get over on me. Sometimes I give people a break. They'll tell me an amazing big fish tail, and I'll just go along with it. But eventually, they'll just go too far. And then I'll have to say, you know, well, you just hung yourself there, you know, and point out what they did wrong. And I'm that good at deciphering people. So anybody out there, you know, you want to test me, call up. We'll see how smart you are. Because I know about asking the key questions, and I know how to decipher a conversation. What's the point of knowing how to do that? Protection from all the bad jokers out there that are always trying to dupe somebody into believing something. Talk about duping. This past week, the Democratic Dog and Pony Show, if you're in America here, even if you're not, you probably heard about it. Six contestants on a stage, six donkeys. You know, that is the mascot of the Democrats, the donkeys. Yeah, six donkeys on a stage. That's the Democratic Dog and Pony Show. They mumble and they call each other names and they try to pick each other apart. Meanwhile, they're offering you, the American people, nothing but a bag full of lies. You know, they talk in generalities, and they talk about this health care thing, which is not really health care. I haven't heard one in my whole life from politicians, government people. I never heard one of them anywhere in the world talk the truth about health care. The people that know the truth about health care are... is a small bunch of people, and they don't have positions of authority because all so-called healthcare positions of authority are embracing the false healthcare, the pharmaceutical plan, you know, designed to entrap you into believing in fake pharmaceutical products that, if anything, mask the symptoms only, and they all have side effects, which will give you more problems, and then it can sell you more pharmaceutical concoctions. And before you know it, you're on a dozen or more. Look at all the famous people that died from crap like that. You know, I think everybody has heard of Elvis Presley. Well, basically, that's how he died, taking too many of these pharmaceutical concoctions from different doctors he was going to. And because he was famous, all he had to do, so famous and well-liked as an individual, he had a good, great personality. He was able to just go to any doctor in the world and say, hey, doc, this is Give me what I need here. I need some pills to make me go to sleep. I need some pills to make me wake up. And I need more of those pills. And because of who he was, he got whatever he asked for, you know. Sometimes fame can be to your detriment. And that's part of the problem, you know, with pharmaceutical products. They all have bad side effects. They're all, too many of them are addictive. Look at this so-called opioid crisis. Yeah, it's just another way for the people who want to destroy humanity to get people. And, of course, it's a way to make money for the pharmaceutical companies. I'm sure it took them a long while to figure this out. And those people are buying all those illegal drugs to get high. Let's give it to them in a capsule and make it legal. Have their doctor prescribe it, and we'll get them just as hooked as people hooked on heroin. Maybe even better hooked. And then we'll be making money, and we'll be doing it legally. Well, that's where it's at, you know? All these so-called drug problems that are, it's just a manipulation of lies by government people to control you and con you. And many of these people that are lying to your face about drugs and the evil of drugs are people that have taken bribe money from the pharmaceutical companies to tell you this lie, because they want to get you off of the so-called real drugs like heroin and opium, because now you can get it legally, something similar from the pharmaceutical company, and be hooked for life, but it'll be legally hooked. You know, the whole thing, I mean, it's been, I've said this before, but I'll say it again, because people need to understand governments, all governments around the world lie to their populations about so-called drugs. You know, really, drugs are what you buy at the pharmacy down the street with the RX sign on it, you know. Those are the drugs, the real drugs, and do say no to those drugs, pharmaceutical concoctions that are really not medicine at all. You know, they alleviate your symptoms, but they all have side effects and they cause other problems. Natural remedies are not drugs. You know, marijuana is not a drug. It's a natural plant. And the plant has cures a lot of things. And it's amazing, even with all the science coming forth that's proving how great the marijuana plant is and all the derivatives of the oils, not to mention just smoking it makes people feel good, that they still haven't legalized marijuana all around the world. They got rid of that taboo nonsense. And it expands your thinking abilities, too. They don't want to tell you that. They definitely don't want to tell you that, the world controllers, because they don't want you to think except about what they try to cloud your mind with. So anyhow, as I said, I've said this before, but I'll say it again because it's important. President Nixon created the war on drugs, you know, and they define drugs as things that make people feel good, you know, and because they wanted to get back, President Nixon wanted to get back at the anti-war people. You know, people smoke pot, and they don't want to go to war. They say, like, you know, peace, make love. Remember the hippies from the 1960s? That was their agenda, kind of. And some of the great things they were putting forth in society. Love. Love one another. Come on, people, now. Love one another. And the government didn't like that because they want people hating each other. They want people going to war because that's where they make their money. That's why the wars never end, because there's people making fortunes off of wars. Plus, they keep you brain dead. You get put in the army and you're put out there on the battlefield. All you can think about is shoot the other guy before he shoots me. That's the whole plan. Don't you see it? There's no reason to be fighting wars. I mean, maybe back in the Stone Age there was, because nobody had any real intelligence back then. Everything was survival and kill or be killed. Might was right. And of course, that's the doctrine of the false gods. Hey, read about it. Books like The 12th Planet, the Anunnaki, landing on our world 440,000 years ago, or 445,000 years ago, and eventually enslaving mankind, setting themselves up as the false gods and demanding that the people take all the hard things, all the things they hard worked for, and give it to them, because they were the false gods and they demanded sacrifices and they demanded this and demanded that, and they perverted society for hundreds of thousands of years and set us off the path of spiritual involvement so badly. We're still suffering from it today. And but anyhow, back to Nixon. Yeah, he didn't like the inner war people. And he thought, why, by this war on drugs, we could arrest all these pot-smoking hippies and put them in jail. And he didn't like the black community either, because they liked smoking pot, too. And another reason, and they were getting into dealing of drugs, you know, interfering with the official drug dealers. You know, the British, I think, were the original heroin dealers from back in the 1800s. They had the whole China hooked on opium, and you know, and then in this modern day age, everybody knows the CIA is the biggest drug dealers. They got all the connections around the world. They have their secret military planes. They can go in and out of countries and never get checked. They have all the ammunition and firepower they need from the most powerful nation on earth. That's the USA. We have all the more gunpowder and explosive power than anybody on the face of the earth. The Russians used to try to compete with us, but in the end we found out that they couldn't keep up with us. So we are uno number one, the most powerful nation on earth, and we have our hands in all kinds of things to make money, and drug business is one of them. You know, and the CIA has all the connections around the world to be the biggest drug dealers. Who are the other big drug dealers? I think the British government still had their portion of the pie. And, of course, the terrorists, they have their portion of selling drugs now. That's right. That's how they got so powerful. That's how they had all the money to buy all the weapons, because they were making fortunes in the drug industry. That's why they all want control of Afghanistan, the largest heroin crop on the planet. It's grown there. That's why we have troops there, because we want to protect our portion of the heroin crop. And we want to protect our portion of the illicit drug trade. You're not going to hear this on mainstream media, but that's it. Everybody who knows the truth knows this is how it is. This is how it's all played out. Meanwhile, the good substances, like marijuana, are being deprived from the human race. Still too much. Anybody ought to be able to smoke it in public, any place, anywhere, anytime. And if anybody has a problem with it, oh, just walk away from those people who are smoking, you know? I mean, really. And then there's LSD, yes. Another mind-expanding drug. People in the 60s were using it. They were using it in a good way. You know, and then the mainstream media and all the crooked crooks, they were pulling their hair out, because people were getting hip to what a sham this world was. And LSD was helping waking people up. And there's so many good aspects to LSD. You know, originally with the military thought they were going to control people with it, but it turned out the exact opposite. It freed the minds of the people who took it. And then they started putting out these false stories about bad trips. Yeah, there's a small amount of people that can't handle, you know, the potency of something like LSD, you know. Hey, I've gone to many concerts in my life. I've been in many situations where everybody was tripping their brains out, so to speak, and that's in a good way. And my estimation of how many people can handle LSD, I'd say it's maybe 1 in 1,000, 2 in 1,000, you know? There'll always be people that can't handle things. But the rest of the the public in handling. You know, you just follow the basic rules. You take it, you don't take it in a bad environment where you don't have any friends. You take it amongst your friends and everything goes beautifully. That's right. And once you, you've experienced that your mind is freed, you'll realize what a sham this world is. And that's basically why the government still has it illegal, because they don't want people waking up. Hey, the best thing to wake you up out of the matrix, LSD, but you can do with marijuana too. And then there's mushrooms. That's a good waker-upper too. You know, growth in the ground, you know. Hey, besides LSD, really, the original LSD came from mold spores, so another natural thing. And of course, isn't it amazing we have receptors in our brain for these things? Well, that's your drug education for the night. You know, unfortunately, your enemy, when it comes to expanding yourself, your consciousness through plant medicines, we could call them, government is your enemy. In fact, around the world now, governments are making it pretty clear, every government in the world, look at only here in the United States, government is your enemy. Look at those stupid Democrats. They don't want to free you from anything. They want to entrap you in buying into their fake pharmaceutical health care plan. Vote for me because, you know, this, that, and we got morons like, I have to call him one, Bernie Sanders, trying to sell people on socialism, communism. They're pretty much the same in many ways, where the government does everything for you for free. But in order to do it free, he doesn't want to talk about who they're going to be taking the money from. If he thinks we're going to get all the money from the rich people, he's out of his mind, really. You know, and there's no way he can prove that he has a way to get all the money from the rich people. They're going to pick up the tab. No, you, the poor person, is going to be paying for your free stuff. Maybe not the poor person, but the middle class will be stuck picking up the tab. You know, more burden on their backs. You know, the real story, come on, I remember learning in school. They used to teach the truth in school. I doubt it anymore, especially with con artists like Bernie Sanders out there. A lying, manipulative old fart. That's about it. He isn't any smarter than that. And it's amazing he's been able to con all these young people into supporting him, because they don't understand. They don't have, apparently they don't teach history in public school anymore, because if they did, they would be teaching them the truth. Nobody ever made communism work. Yeah, it sounds all great on paper. Nobody ever made socialism work. In fact, the closest thing to socialism working was the Swedish government. And at that particular time when it was considered to be working to some extent, everybody working had to pay 56% of their income to the government. Now, do you want to pay 56% of your income to your government? I don't think so. And that's what it takes to make socialism work. Come on, Bernie Sanders. Why aren't you telling the people the true historical facts? That was the closest thing ever coming to socialism working. Communism never worked anywhere. Always the same thing. The people in charge take advantage of the position of authority and they subdivide everything according to their liking, which is being unfair to most of the people. And all these truths need to be taught. And look at those phony people on the Democratic stage, the donkeys, you know. Not one of them is afraid to, what I just told you in the last couple of minutes, the truth about socialism and communism, they're afraid to really elaborate on that. You know, because they're all afraid. They're afraid they'll lose some votes. So they don't want to say too much or want to give away too much information. And when they talk about what do they really do for real people? Not too much, none of them. You know, they did work for special interest groups. And again, they're just talking about it. if we analyzed it, what did they really do? Just like, what did the American Congress do for the American people? Not too much. Just about every law they ever passed since World War II takes things away from people, take away your rights. They take more of your money. State governments are doing the same thing. There was a time when state governments didn't have taxes. Most of them didn't. Now they all have taxes, and all high taxes, too. So what were they doing? You know, they're not serving the public. They're milking the public. And the more money they get, the more that falls into their pockets. This is how it works. This is the real story. And anybody who wants to run for president of the United States, it doesn't talk this real truth. It's full of crap. That's it. You're a con artist. And by the way, hey, as a writing candidate, I'm one of the candidates in 2020. If you have any decency in your heart, if you really care about justice, you need to be supporting me. Because I'm the only one talking the truth. I'm the only one who knows all the solutions to all the problems already known. Easy to solve. President of the United States is the easiest job in the world for an educated person like myself. All these people say that the president is a hard job, that's because they're not real leaders. That's because they really don't know what the hell they're doing. All these people that say, oh, I'm going to hire the best of the best advisors. Well, if you had to hire the best of the best of advisors, you don't know shit. I'll say it. I can't make it any plainer than that, you know? I mean, I'm a self-educated person. I've learned everything going on in this world, all the behind-the-scenes secret projects. Yeah, I know about all of them, the secret space program, the pedophile rings, how they sacrifice the children to get their high, demonic spirit beings, how they possess people. Yeah, I even know about the archons, too, the latest mind manipulators on the block. And I also know about the event coming. Yeah, the good guys are here to rescue us, so to speak. Galactic Federation of Light. You know, so far it's all been a lot of talk, you know. When we finally see them land, well, then I'm finally, you know, I'd like to believe everything they're talking. You know, they got their Twitter representatives out there on, you know, Twitter and stuff like that. But at the same time, you know, and they've got a few people testifying, yeah, I see the light coming, I feel it, and that. But the general population, they haven't really communicated too much to us, except they almost sound like politicians, you know. Yeah, we're promising we're going to come here and we're going to land and we're going to save you guys and we're going to give you guys free replicators. Yeah, they're promising a lot of great things, but, you know, we're still waiting to see it really manifest like they're talking about. Hey, I'm ready for it, you know. I've been hearing about this for 2 years. You've been dragging this song and dance out for 2 years. This is the people of Earth you're talking to here, you know. You guys sound so much like the group that's controlling every country in the world now. You know, we're liable to start calling you space politicians. And you need to hear that because, believe me, as much as I've tweeted like, you know, let's have a real conversation, you know. Are you afraid to even talk on the radio? But currently you are. Why is it moving so slow? All I hear is apologies. Oh, well, yeah, we know it's moving too slow. You sound just like politicians, you know. You really do. You sound like our crooked politicians. What's the difference? Because we really haven't seen anything yet, you know. When I'm speaking here, I'm talking about the general population. Sure, there might be a really connected few, highly connected individuals that see something happening, but hey, you're here to save the human race. Well, you know, we need to hear more than fake politician promises, and everything you've said so far doesn't really amount more than this. I've participated in this. The last meditation, I tried to get as many people to participate. I hear it was a success. But that's just a success according to what was tweeted out there. I didn't feel any success. I heard about, yeah, the Pleiadian started the new timeline. Hey, sounds great, the new 5D timeline. They started at the beginning of January last year. Okay, but I don't really see it happening, you know? And I don't think anybody else does either. And I'm a real pretty tuned in person, you know? And how many times have I got to ask you guys to call into the radio station? Don't tell me you can't figure out how to call into a radio station. If you have the technology to be traveling around in gigantic spacecraft motherships out there. You know, I know all this already about it. I know how you can do it and stuff like that. But, you know, too much talk and not enough action is no good. Again, you're sounding like politicians. They promise us everything, and in the end, nothing really develops. Well, I hope I'm wrong in this case, because I've been hearing a lot of good things. And, hey, I'm for it. I'm with you guys. I'm doing my share of bringing out the love. But if you really wanted the human race to be projecting more love, you should have been listening to me for the last 2 years and responded. Unresponsiveness is not cool. You know, this is planet Earth. We want people who are responsive immediately. If you have a problem with that, boy, you have a problem. You know, you talk about the million years of wars through the galaxy. What does that mean, you know? A million years of wars, how the hell did you let it go that long? I mean, really? On Earth, we know how to fix things a little faster than that, especially those of us who know how to think, and I'm one of the best thinkers around. Well, I just had to give you guys a little lecture. I don't know if you're listening. It doesn't matter to me whether you are, but just in case you were, I had to say that, and you need to hear that, and you need to hear it every day, because none of us like unresponsiveness. We've had it, are full of that, from our own fake politicians and fake leaders and con artists. And let me just show everybody how I can change on a dime. You know, it's important in life to have fun. And that's why I have 8 videos out there now on YouTube. That's right. And the best one is my Subway Fantasy, spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. It's a rock and roll documentary. Most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever made. Hey, prove me wrong. Watch it. Call in this radio station next week and tell me why it's not, and tell me what's the better one. You know, I've seen a lot of rock and roll documentaries. Maybe there is a better one, but I claim I got the most entertaining, fun to watch one ever put together. And you'll have to prove me wrong on that. But for the fun of it, go out and watch it. Subway Fantasy on YouTube. Spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. If you don't spell the word fantasy like I'm telling to you, the damn AI machines will steer you to everything else in the world that uses the word subway or spells fantasy the proper way. I purposely spelled it differently so to distinguish my work of art there from everybody else, so that you could just key in the word Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and it would take you directly to mine. You know, you want things to work out, right? You got to have all your bases covered, and that's the kind of person I am. That's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. You know, wake up and support someone who really knows how to solve problems. And like I said, I'm aware that the solution, all the problems are known already. It's just the people in government, all they're interested in is bribe money. They're not interested in solving problems, please. Prove me wrong, okay? Just watch those dumb Democrats get up there in their next debate. You know, the same old name calling, the same old fake health care promises, blah, blah, blah. And the same old choosing, oh, you got more money than everybody else does. No, you do. And you even have more money than that person. And you're buying this election and blah. And of course, that's what they all do the whole time. They're all into buying the election. Yeah. So anyhow, back to having fun. So I got 8. If you watch that Subway Fantasy, when you get to the end and it goes, start, the machine wants to take you somewhere else, you'll see an icon to the bottom left below the screen. And, you know, click back to the small screen, and you'll see my icon there. I'm the guy with the sunglasses. My name's there, Tom Edison. Hit that, and you can play all my videos in a row, all 8 of them. And two of the other ones, Are You the Party in Kind? We're getting ready to end the show. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of that, but you can watch the whole video. It's extremely entertaining. Are You the Party in Kind? And then you'll get an idea what the party in kind looks like. And then I end my show with my what I call my anthem. It's called I Gotta Be Somebody. That video is out there, too. It's entertaining. And I talked before, if you listen to the whole song, I Gotta Be Somebody, at the end, it sounds like a horse galloping away. Well, in the video, you'll see the horses galloping away at the end. So much for that. Okay. Hey, tell your friends to listen next week. I talk about things nobody else on the face of this earth talks about. Maybe I'll talk about the flying crescent next week. Do you know what that is? Well, if you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, available everywhere, you would know what the flying crescent is. You know? Okay, I'm going to do the countdown, and we're going to get out of here with the lead guitar solo at the end of my song. You the Party in Kind. I claim it to be one of the most tasteful lead guitars and solo and identifiable lead guitar solos ever put down on record. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem to listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here we go. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stand without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the